Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway. Money Talk on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
All along, the health care and tax reform have kind of been melded together, and now you wonder what's happening with all that. And nobody wonders more than Wall Street, right, Rick Applegate?
You got it, John. As the U.S. Senate continues to wrestle with health care reform, backroom discussions about tax reform are also occurring. The hope is negotiators can agree on a plan by July, produce legislation in August, and roll out a bill in September for the president to sign before year end. What stands in the way of that aggressive timeline is the same inability we've seen to date of multiple Senate Republican factions to agree on health care reform. Proposals for how much of a tax cut and how to pay for it vary widely. But yesterday, administration officials said negotiations for corporate tax reductions are now in the range of 20 to 25% rather than the 15% rate proposed by Mr. Trump on the campaign trail. How to pay for the reduction from a current top corporate rate of 35% is the bigger issue the Senate has to resolve. But if, emphasize, if such a tax reduction can occur, it can provide an injection of growth for both the stock market and economy. Major U.S. stock indexes ended little changed in yesterday's session on a decline in oil prices, mixed earnings announcements, and some of the lowest stock volume traded that we've seen this year. China's economy expanded in the second quarter by 6.9%, better than had been expected, and that boosted an index of Asia-Pacific stocks to a two-year high. Emerging markets rose 0.4%, and overall global stocks rose for a third straight session. U.S. futures are mixed this morning, John, as Wall Street awaits a raft of corporate earnings announcements later this week, and that's where we'll begin the financial day.
Have a great day, Rick.
Thank you.
Money Talk with certified financial planner Rick Applegate of Cantor Fitzgerald Wealth Partners, a registered investment advisor providing personalized financial planning, investment advice, and retirement plan fiduciary guidance.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.